Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechus Yuma Daf Dalet, the first parak, Sukkah Shehi Gavoa. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara presents several halachas pertaining to the Mishnah's ruling that a sukkah above 20 amos is possible. If the sukkah was taller than 20 amos, v'hutzin yordim v'toch eshim amma, and the leaves of the palm branches that comprise its schach were dangling into the airspace of the sukkah within 20 amos of the floor, im silasim rubam mechamasim kasher, if the shade provided by these tips is greater than their sunlight, it's kosher. If not, it's pasul. If the sukkah was exactly 10 tefachim tall, the minimum height of a sukkah, v'hutzin yordim v'toch esara, and the palm branch leaves were dangling within the 10 tefachim, Abai thought to say, if their sunlight is greater than their shade, it's kosher. Rabba said to Abai, Hadir Saruchi, Vinadin Darbid Dirasrucha, but this is a dwelling that's uncomfortable to live in, and a person doesn't live in such a dwelling. Point number two, the Gemara presents another case of a sukkah that is taller than 20 amos, Ubanaba Itzvah, and one built in it a platform opposite the entire face of the sukkah's middle wall, so that the platform abuts all three walls. Vieshba Heksher Sukkah Keshira, and this platform contains the minimum required area for a sukkah, which is 7x7 tefachim, the sukkah is kosher. If he built the platform on the side of the sukkah, which Rashi explains means that it runs along one wall, part of the middle wall, but is distant from the third wall, then if there is from the edge of the platform until the opposite wall a distance of 4 amos, it's possible. If the distance is less than 4 amos, it's kosher. Rashi explains that it's kosher based on the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of Dofen Akuma, a bent wall. This law allows us to qualify a sukkah by bending up to slightly less than 4 amos of its wall. That is, we view the schach that abuts the distant wall as part of the wall itself. We then measure the sukkah's height from the edge of the platform until the head of the curved extension for a distance of 20 amos or less. The Gemara clarifies that even though the law of Dofen Akuma is already taught elsewhere, this case of the platform is coming to teach that even though the third wall was not a valid wall to begin with because it was above 20 amos, we can still apply the halacha of Dofen Akuma to it to remedy the disqualification. And point number three, the Gemara presents another case of a sukkah taller than 20 amos, and one built in it, a pillar that is 10 tefachim tall, and is 7x7 tefachim. Abai thought to say, good asik mechista, that we would extend and raise the partition on each side of the pillar's sides to the schach above, creating a valid sukkah on the pillar's top. Rashi explains that since the pillar's sides are themselves partitions 10 tefachim in height, the top of the pillar can be viewed as though it were surrounded by the partitions rising from below. Rava said to Abai, Be'ina mechitzas hanikaros v'leka. We need noticeable walls for a sukkah, and there are none here. The Rishonim explained that although good asik would work for Hilchos Shabbos to consider the top of the pillar a rishosi yachid, it doesn't apply here since the area of a sukkah must be a dira, a dwelling place, and this can only be attained through noticeable walls. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara presents several halachas pertaining to the Mishnah's ruling that a sukkah above 20 amas is possible. If the sukkah was taller than 20 amas, v'hutzin yordim mitoch eshim amma, and the leaves of the palm branches that comprise its schach were dangling into the airspace of the sukkah within 20 amas of the floor, im silasim arubim machamasim kasher. If the shade provided by these tips is greater than their sunlight, it's kosher. If not, it's pasul. If the sukkah was exactly 10 tefachim tall, the minimum height of a sukkah, v'hutzin yordim mitoch esara, and the palm branch leaves were dangling within the 10 tefachim, Abai thought to say, if their sunlight is greater than their shade, it's kosher. Rava said to Abai, Hadir Sruchihi, Ve'ein Adam Dar, Bedir Srucha. But this is a dwelling that's uncomfortable to live in, and a person doesn't live in such a dwelling. Point number two, the Gemara presents another case of a sukkah that is taller than 20 amos, Ubanaba Itzvah, and one built in it a platform opposite the entire face of the sukkah's middle wall, so that the platform abuts all three walls. V'yeshba Heksher Sukkah Kashera. And this platform contains the minimum required area for a sukkah, which is 7x7 tefachim, the sukkah is kosher. If he built the platform on the side of the sukkah, which Rashi explains means that it runs along one wall, part of the middle wall, but is distant from the third wall, then if there is from the edge of the platform until the opposite wall a distance of 4 amos, it's possible. If the distance is less than 4 amos, it's kosher. Rashi explains that it's kosher based on the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of Dofen Akuma, a bent wall. This law allows us to qualify a sukkah by bending up to slightly less than 4 amas of its wall. That is, we view the schach that abuts the distant wall as part of the wall itself. We then measure the sukkah's height from the edge of the platform until the head of the curved extension for a distance of 20 amas or less. The Gemara clarifies that even though the law of Dofen Akuma is already taught elsewhere, this case of the platform is coming to teach that even though the third wall was not a valid wall to begin with because it was above 20 amos, we can still apply the halach of Dofen Akuma to it to remedy the disqualification. And point number three, the Gemara presents another case of a sukkah taller than 20 amos, and one built in it, a pillar, that is 10 tefachim tall and is 7 by 7 tefachim. Abai thought to say, good asik mechista, that we would extend and raise the partition on each of the pillar's sides to the schach above, creating a valid sukkah on the pillar's top. Rashi explains that since the pillar's sides are themselves partitions 10 tefachim in height, the top of the pillar can be viewed as though it were surrounded by the partitions rising from below. Rav said to Abai, "Be'inim mechitzas hanikaros v'leika. We need noticeable walls for a sukkah, and there are none here." The Rishon explained that although Gedasik would work for Hilchos Shabbos to consider the top of the pillar a Rishos Yachid, it doesn't apply here since the area of a sukkah must be a dira, a dwelling place. This can only be attained through noticeable walls. All right, so now we go to our simon for Daf Dalet, and our standard simon is a door, a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The owners took the door off the 20 amma sukkah, where the dangling chutzim didn't provide the majority of shade, and used it as a platform instead, after they were told their good asik idea with the 10 fucking pillar wouldn't work. Once again, it's slow motion. The owners took the door off the 21 amma sukkah door. That must be on Daf Dalet. The owners took the door off the 21 amma sukkah, where the dangling chutzim didn't provide the majority of shade, which reminds us that if the sukkah was taller than 20 amas, but chutzim yordim mitoch chesim amma, and the leaves of the palm branches that comprise the schach were dangling into the airspace of the sukkah within 20 amas of the floor, if the shade provided by these tips is greater than their sunlight, it's kosher. If not, it's pasul. If the sukkah was exactly 10 fucking tall, the minimum height of a sukkah, behutzin yordin latochasari, and the palm branch leaves were dangling within the 10 fucking, Rava told Abai that even if the sunlight was greater than the shade, it's a dira sarucha, a dwelling that's uncomfortable to live in. So the owners took the door off the 21 amma sukkah, where the dangling behutzin didn't provide the majority of shade, and used it as a platform instead, which reminds us that the case of a sukkah that is taller than 20 ammas, ubanu ba isaba, and one built a platform in it, is coming to teach that even though the third distant wall was not a valid wall to begin with, because it was above 20 amas, we can still apply the halacha of Dovan Akuma to it to remedy the disqualification. So the owners took the door off the 21 amas sukkah, where the dangling chutzim didn't provide the majority of shade, and used it as a platform instead, after they were told their good asik idea with the 10 fucking pillar wouldn't work. Which reminds us that the case of a sukkah taller than 20 amas, where one built in it a pillar that is 10 tefachim tall and is 7 by 7 tefachim, we cannot apply the law of good asik, which would extend and raise the partition on each of the pillar's sides to the schach above, creating a valid sukkah on the pillar's top, because the area of a sukkah must be a dira, a dwelling place which can only be attained through mechitzos and nikaros, through noticeable walls. So once again, the owners took the door off the 21 amma sukkah, where the dangling chutzim didn't provide the majority of shade, and used it as a platform instead, after they were told their good asik idea with a 10 fucking pillar wouldn't work. All right, now it's time for 4 blot back Hazara. Daf Pei Zayin. So the Zimmer Daf Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The notorious little thief who repeatedly said he would steal another candy from his friend's golden Pez candy dispenser. Golden Pez candy dispenser? That must be more in Daf Pei Zayin. So the notorious little thief who repeatedly said he would steal another candy from his friend's golden Pez candy dispenser and then do tshuva, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Pei Yom Beis Teda Homer, Echtav Ashuv, Eima speaking beyado lasus tshuva. One says, I'll sin and do tshuva. He's not given the opportunity to do tshuva. And the reason why it was repeated twice is in accordance with what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, the one who does an avera and repeats it, nasalo keheter. It seemed to him as if it's permissible. So the notorious little thief who repeatedly said he would steal another candy from his friend's golden Pez candy dispenser and then do tshuva had a major turn of heart and beseeched the victim three times with three friends, which reminds that the Gemara brings the halachas regarding appeasing the one that was wrong, such as appeasing him three times and each time he's accompanied by three people, and we're also told what to do if the person that was wronged had died. So the notorious little thief who repeatedly said he would steal another candy from his friend's golden Pez candy dispenser, and then the tshuva had a major turn of heart and beseeched the victim three times with three friends, and said vidui before he joined his family for the suda hamafsekes, which reminds us that we say vidui numerous times throughout the day, and the Chachamim said that one should also say vidui for the suda hamafsekes, lest he gets intoxicated at the meal and is unable to confess. Daf Peches. So the Simmer Daf Peches is a garbage can. So here goes. The Baal Keri hiding out in the garbage can. Garbage can? That must mean we're on Daf Peches. Pach. Garbage can. The Baal Keri hiding out in the garbage can because he was so embarrassed that he wasn't allowed to go to the mikveh after mincha because the ne'ilah was at night. Which reminds us on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, Rav said, Tefilas ne'ilah poteres eshel arvis. Ne'ilah exempts one from the chiyuv of mar, meaning that if one has recited ne'ilah, he does not have to recite Mariv that night because Rav holds that Ne'ilah is recited after nightfall. Otherwise, it could not substitute for Mariv. On this daf, the Gemara teaches that the question of whether Ne'ilah can substitute for Mariv is actually a Machlokas Tanayim. So the Baal Keri hiding on the garbage can because he was so embarrassed that he wasn't allowed to go to the mikveh after Mincha because Ne'ilah was at night, was so confused when a sign came down from Shamayim that his sins were forgiven, which reminds us that teacher Bryce has taught the flying Bryce before of Nachman, Aroa Kerbi Yom Kippurim, Avonos of Mochlinwa. If one experiences an involuntary seminal omission Yom Kippur, his sins have evidently been forgiven. So the Baal Keri hiding on the garbage can because he was so embarrassed that he wasn't allowed to go to the mikveh after Mincha because Ne'ilah was at night, was so confused when a sign came down from Shamayim that his sins were forgiven, together with a portrait of him in the future, with a lot of offspring. Which reminds us, a brice of the Yeshiva Rav Ishmael taught, Haroah Kerbi Yom Kippurim Yidda Kol HaShana Kula, one who experiences a seminal omission on Yom Kippur should worry all year long, but if he lives out the year, he may be sure that he has a place in Olam Haba. Rashi explains that living out the year means that he has Maisim Tovim to his credit and is thus deserving of Olam Haba. And Rabbi Dimi came to Babel. He said, Mapish Chaye Sagi Maski. He will live long, multiply, and multiply further. Dav Beis and Sukkah. So the Simmer Dav Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The above 20 Amas Sukkah that looked like a house, that must be in Dav Beis. The above 20 Amasukkah that looked like a house and was next to a Mavui was declared Pasul, which reminds us that the Gemara gave two answers as to why the Tana used the term Pasula for Sukkah Uschach is above 20 Amos instead of Yemayit that was mentioned by a court that was too high in a Mavui, either because a Sukkah is a Daraisa or that a Sukkah has so many details that the mission would have become unwieldy if it included a fix for every case. So the above 20 Amasukkah that looked like a house and was next to a Mavui was declared Pasul because it didn't remind people the Sukkah was in the Midbar, which reminds us three different sources were given for why Schach cannot be above 20 Amos, either because one won't see the Schach and be aware they're in a Sukkah to remind them the Sukkah was in the Midbar, or they'll be shaded from the walls and not the Schach, or because it will then need to become a Diras Keva. So the above 20 Amasukkah that looked like a house and was next to a Mavi was declared Pasul because it didn't remind people the Sukkah was in the Midbar and its walls didn't reach the Schach, which reminds us that Rabbi Yoshi has said in the name of Rav that the Machlokas in the Mishnah between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is only B'Shein Dafanos Magios L'Schach, where the walls do not reach the Schach. If they do, the Tanakhama would agree that a Sukkah higher than 20 Amos is kosher. The Gemara says this opinion is in accord with Rav, who disqualified a Sukkah more than 20 Amos high because the eye doesn't notice the Schach. Here, since the walls reach the Schach, the eye will surely notice it. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The huge camel, that must mean we're on Daf Gimel, Gamal, camel. The huge camel sticking out from his small sukkah was trying to pull his table into it from his tiny house, which reminds us. The Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argue on the minimum size of a sukkah, as well as in a case of a large sukkah, whether the table needs to be in the sukkah, lest the person is drawn after it and comes to eat in his house. So the huge camel sticking out from his small sukkah was trying to pull his table into it from his tiny house that was too small to be high from a mezuzah ma'akev. Which reminds the Gemara brings a brayso that teaches that a house that is not 4x4 almost squared is pata mina mezuzah, mina ma'akev, and matam negayim. Because the word bias is written in the Torah with reference to all of them, and a dwelling less than 4 almost squared is not considered a bias. So the huge camel sticking out from his small sukkah was trying to pull his table into it from his tiny house that was too small to be high from a mezuzah ma'akeh and was only suitable to keep a shittuv. Which reminds us, a shittuv may be placed in a house that is less than 4x4 amos, since the function of a shittuv is to merge all the courtyards of the mavui for their use, not for habitation. As long as the shittuv is located in a protected space, the shittuv is valid, even if that space is less than 4x4. All right, that concludes the shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman, the Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.